That was one of my favourite things about it, though.
I just didn't not have a clue. They were like, just hand over to Greg. I was like, where?
Loud, it feels weird.
Right, really weird.
So, we're back.
I know. It's quite nice to like have you in the studio through the glass opposite again, because, well, I didn't know what was going on. I actually didn't.
That was one of my favourite things about it, though.
I just didn't not have a clue. They were like, just hand over to Greg. I was like, where is he? They're like, but we can't say.
That doesn't really ever happen, does it?
Like, no,
there's always like, when there's a surprise guest or something, you sort of, people know about stuff and you can prepare to a certain extent, but you can see in your faces, there's no preparation you could have done.
No, this whole place was on lockdown and it was really weird. Like, as we were getting up towards 4 o'clock, everyone looked really nervous and I was like, what is this about?
Really had to chase you.
It was really... It was really well done.
But also, you should feel smug because you cracked it.
I know. I was so pleased last night. I was telling all my friends, like, yeah, we found him.
It's weird how far it's spread and people are still sort of, like, people are shouting, I found you! I found you!
I like it that we spent so long on Liverpool, because if Faye, our listener, had opened that door and you weren't there, I would have cried. What a good idea.
But mate, it's wicked to have you back and like, iconic afternoon ahead, right?
Yeah.
End of one era, beginning of a new chapter.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like yesterday was a nice celebration of it all. So let's just, let's see what happens.
Have a good one.
Let's start the final one. And it's, hey, Chris, in the words that we always used to say at the end of Real or No Real, it's been an honour.
It's been an honour.
Noted and B Miller, that is I Wanna Know. It's 4:10.
BBC Radio 1.
Shall we do it then? Already a request has come in from Joe in Bradford, who says, why hello, Greg. Enjoy your last show in the afternoons. Please, 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 can you play The Circle of Life before you finish? Yeah, I feel like that's a good one, isn't it? The Path Unwinding. Yes, let's, I'll put that in towards the end of the show. How about that? So let's just say, maybe, I've got an idea for the last song, but maybe we'll do, that'll be the penultimate song. Yes, Joe from Bradford, that'll be you. Maybe about 10 to 7-ish, okay? And also, if you've got any other ideas for stuff you want to hear, sort of any other stupid bits that remind you of the last few years on this show, then do let me know, 81199. I don't want to get, you know, too heavy about it, because it's just a new chapter. Let's do a little celebration, shall we? So 81199 for any of that stuff. And welcome to the show. Oh my God, it's nice to be back in Radio 1 studios. Not that Liverpool's not incredible, but it's been a tense couple of days doing the hide and seek thing with Grimmy. We loved it, but it tests your brain, because you really don't, when you're on the radio, obviously you want to be free and just be able to say stuff, but when you're not allowed to say where you are or what you can see, it's very difficult. So if you missed the end of the hide and seek thing yesterday, this is what happened. At about 2:30 during Scott and Chris's show yesterday, Faye was the listener who pieced it all together and found us, and she rang that gong good.
Faye?
Faye!
Ring the gong!
Ring the gong! Yeah!
So that is that. More highlights from the hide and seek shows coming up between now and 7 o'clock tonight on the show. And let's take a look at the real world, shall we? We were in a bubble of doing hide and seek. I mean, I say the real world. This is kind of the surreal world, really. This is some news that Gemma Collins is joining the cast of Orange is the New Black.
You girls will already know I'm an
Good, this. Really good. Isaac Gracie is his name. The track is called Running on Empty. I'll play that for Livy in Maidstone, who says, Gregory, you were the first ever radio presenter to give me a shout out. Ever. It's your last afternoon show. Thanks for all these, all the years of shows. She says, my oldest memory of it is when you did the choo-choo chaffinch. I have no idea what it is, but can you play it again? Do you know what? I don't even know what it came from either, but I do still have it.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-chaffinch.
I have no idea. I've really no idea. Gracie, have you even heard that before?
No, never.
What the hell is it?
Choo-choo.
What is this?
Choo-choo-choo-choo-chaffinch.
Anyway, Livy in Maidstone, I'm also going to make you on the last show. the star listener, or one of many star listeners. But first shout out, star listener, you've graduated. Well done. That was your fanfare.
BBC Radio 1's Summer Mix continues.
I got that summer time.
BBC Radio 1.
Summer Mix. Listen tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Jackie Chan. Yes, Tiesto. And Post Malone before that. Amy, where are you?
Hello, I'm in Bradford at the moment.
Okay, and where were you yesterday?
Literally sat about 100 metres away from you in Liverpool and did not have a clue.
Okay, so I saw your tweet and you said that you... So you work near the Liver building, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much opposite.
And so were you joining the hunt? Were you looking out around with your co-workers and stuff?
I've pretty much been thinking all day, oh, imagine how cool it'd be if you were in Liverpool and we could actually, like, find you. And then, lo and behold, you actually were there.
So you were... So how far do you work from the Liver building?
Probably about 100 metres.
And we were there the whole time.
The whole time.
And when did you realise? Were you listening when Faye found us, or did you find out on Twitter or something?
No, I found out on my way home, and I was like, should I just turn around the car? But no, we'd already been found at that point, obviously. So
yeah, that's it, because, well, Faye found us, and it was one of those things, though, because you know Liverpool really well, but the Liver building is enormous, and it's properly like... Hiding in plain sight really worked, didn't it? Being in the biggest location.
Of all places, I'd never think you'd be there, though.
And there were loads of people, because that's a functioning building, and there were loads of people working literally one floor beneath us who had no idea.
Crazy.
But there we go. Okay, well, we'll do it again, and... You know what? Maybe
I'll find you next time.
Next time, I think.
Again.
Exactly, but just go, what I would say is, Amy, go with your hunches. That's the thing. If you think we're somewhere, you should have just gone for it.
Anyway. I should have. I will next time.
Amy, nice to speak to you. Have a good afternoon.
Nice to speak to you. Thank you.
Cheat Codes and Little Mix with Only You. It's 5:15. Chris Smith with the news.
And that was the news.
Chris Smith with the news. Do, 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 do.
Here we are.
Here we are.
At the end of all things. Like, like Frodo and Sam at the end of Lord of the Rings.
So, just about over 10 years ago, This man walked into my life.
That's right.
So this is the final afternoon show today.
You remember what I said the first time we met?
What?
Hi, it's Chris Smith here. I've got your 4:30 news.
Yes, so when I was doing the early breakfast show years and years ago, 4:30 in the morning, there was always a different newsreader every single day, and Chris Smith with the news had just joined Radio 1. I'd listened to Chris Smith on a rival radio station before that, and I was a humongous fan of his. And then suddenly this guy who I was just, I just never thought I'd really meet him, turned up doing the news on my show. And then from that moment on, we just became bestest friends.
We did. It was so nice to hear a friendly voice, because I was unemployed at the time. It was lovely.
So that was 10 years ago, and I'm moving to The Breakfast Show, and we haven't mentioned this on the radio yet, but we are being separated. So I will be going off to do that, and Chris Smith with the news, this is... Not goodbye, but a temporary parting.
Yes.
A parting of ways.
Parting of the hair.
A side parting.
Of the news.
Well, we've had a wonderful 10 years, and for those who know the other things that we do, we have another really cool thing that we do outside of the building, a special project that we're not allowed to talk about, obviously. But we will still continue to do that, and we're still going to... we are still... best mates. But I wanted to just do a couple of extra bits of fun stuff today with you to celebrate the last few years on this show, but also over the other shows as well that I've done.
I know.
Which I think my earliest memory, other than just sort of running up to you and being like, oh my God, I love you, you're amazing, was bringing up a stink bomb to the news.
Yes, you did stink bomb the news once.
Early doors.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Just shows you how my sort of sense of humour has developed over the years. Stink bomb when you were doing the news upstairs at the old Radio 1. And then for you, what else have you, what sticks out in your head of the last few years?
Just remember you just doing a series of games when the title came first and the game was very much incidental, like just what the doctor ordered, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
What happened there with that one?
I think I had to have something in my mouth, a gift of some variety. Oh, that's all right. And do an impression of a horse. You had to guess what gift the horse had in its mouth.
Did you also, didn't we do some remixing of a David Guetta song?
Yeah, well, David Guetta.
But he was here, wasn't he?
He was here, and yeah. We tried to do, I've never mixed anything in my life apart from cake. And he was actually here, and you made me like remix some classical music.
Yeah, I think so.
While David Guetta watched, and he criticised my French. It was probably the worst day, one of the two worst days of my life.
And it's not just me who's an enormous fan of Chris Smith with the news. Remember when I went on stage at one of the big weekends?
Yes.
I know, if anyone listens to my show, you might know a guy called Chris Smith with the news. So, he'll be watching this and listening at home. He's not here, unfortunately. He's busy reading the news. I'm sorry. But if after three we can just say Chris Smith with the news, that would be great. So, one, two, three, Chris Smith!
Brilliant. You made the whole big weekend crowd cheer me and then boo me.
Yeah, they booed, didn't they?
That very much comes with the territory when you do the news.
That's it.
Chris Smith with the boos.
We got the City Academy Choir to sing about you.
Chris Smith with the news.
Chris Smith with the news.
Remember when you...
I do not even remember that. I think I've repressed that memory. That's amazing.
Do you remember when you renamed a rugby team?
Oh, yes.
Northampton Saints director of rugby, Jim Mallandus, confirmed wing George North will not play against Clermont Auvergne, in the Champions Cup this week.
But I always do like to call them Clermont Auvergne now. It's just a nicer name.
Hello, I'm Clement Aubergine.
Northampton Saints director of rugby, Jim Mallandus, confirmed wing George North will not play against Clermont Auvergne, in the Champions Cup this week.
Hello.
I'm Clement the Aubergine.
How are you?
Do you remember Christmas a few years ago?
I remember many Christmases.
I do think that this is Chris Smith with the news at his absolute best. This was the moment where you ran into the room and you said, I have an idea. Mm. Over to you.
So, remember Blurred Lines, rather, yeah. Which was, you know, good tune, but, you know, dodgy sentiments.
Problematic
sentiments. So we rewrote it and made it into a Christmas song. And unfortunately, because there was some legal case going on, we couldn't get it released. But if we had got this released, it would have been Christmas number one,
yeah,
like 5 years ago, because there was like a really poor array of Christmas songs out. It's What Might Have Been, Gregory.
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. You're a good girl. Just want some banter while we wait for Santa. Don't want no banter. Want some mulled wines. Let's get some cinnamon and put it in them. Get a slice of lemon into these mulled wines. Let's add some slow gin. No way of knowing. It might start snowing.
If you want to give that a spin on your new breakfast show, you can have that.
I think we should try and get it properly released. It feels weird playing it in July.
Yes.
But, you know. You
should get Robin Thicke to redo the vocals.
I mean, I'm sure he's after the work.
He's not busy, is he?
Maybe he could relaunch his career.
Mm.
And those are the high points. Any low points?
Just the news.
Newsbeat.
We'll also report from the front line of the war on wet wipes.
Look, I don't write everything that I read out on Newsbeat, okay?
You beautiful, wonderful man. Okay, so we'll play Rag and Bone Man. And then, shall we do, let's just play Rag and Bone Man. See what happens after that.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind.
The Carters and Ape from Radio 1. This is Greg James for the final time in the afternoons. So we're planning the brand new breakfast show, which you'll get more details over the next couple of weeks or so. And we were going back over some of the bits that we've done on this show for the last 6 years or so, and just trying to work out the things that people remember, the stupid bits that stick out in people's minds and all the rest of it. And so thank you for all of that, for helping us. I mean, literally there's no point doing this if you're not there. And this is a show not just for you, but with you, and you are a huge part of it. And I wanted to just put together a selection of idiotic things that we've done. And if you've been listening for the last few years, you you might remember some of it. A lot of it will just be nonsense. You'll be like, what? Which is fair enough. That's fine. But here's a taste of what you'll hear much more of on the brand new breakfast show.
Time to start Greg James' show. He's our boy on Radio 1.
Hello, this is Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
My name is Greg.
My name is Greg.
Okay, I want to introduce you to a very nice man. He's called The Rock, also
no,
known
no,
as Dwayne.
No, no, you're not.
Buddy! What's up, Greg James?
Rocky, how are you?
What's my age again?
Can I ask something to Trevor?
Yes, you can.
I think you might know my mum.
Ooh. I say.
The blood thickens, my friend.
Really?
Here comes the mayor, but the mayor of where? Are there any famous people from your place?
William Harvey and his father, Thomas, was one of my predecessors as the mayor of Folkestone.
Oh.
I'm Clarice Jones with the three dogs.
Greg David, good afternoon to you.
Oh. How's your first few minutes of the show at Wimbledon?
It's a pleasure. It was induced through cheese or something, wasn't it?
It was a cheese dream.
I've got to put up with this pain much longer.
Kate Winslet, hello.
I'll never let go. Oh, for goodness sake.
I think it loses a certain something.
The gate was making the theme tune to Jurassic Park. Jake Gyllenhaal, I've got a video to show you. Have you ever seen the Wrecking Ball video?
No.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
This is moving me. That...
I don't know.
I could have done without that.
Oh, my goodness. He's wearing terrible underwear. That's really not... Oh.
Shall we go into the Fatberg?
We're going down. I'm yelling to Fatberg.
Hello, Greg. Hello.
Get on the beer, son.
She's ready to come out of hibernation. The lesser spotted Adele is about to be everywhere again.
All you have to do is count the cocks. Count the little cocks.
Greg James in Afghanistan.
With the Forces Station BFBS.
This week, I've seen such a great variety of jobs that the soldiers, the sailors, the marines, the airmen and the civilian staff perform at Bastion and Lashkar Gah as well.
One.
Do you know what really gets my goat?
Just don't understand how people's brains work. What is going on?
I'm a train professional!
What makes you angry, Liam Neeson?
A cab driver trying to cheat me on a fare.
And another thing that does me nothing, coffees. Yeah, I want to drink this now, not in 20 years. Time, you know what I mean?
Crowd is screaming, we are in Norwich.
Star caller.
Hey, Martha.
Who's that?
It's Ed Sheeran here.
And, my God.
Space. I like the buttery biscuit base.
Rent a Greg.
As a special Rent a Greg surprise, Tom Kerridge is here to cook you Christmas dinner.
Roast potatoes, turkey, pigs in blankets, carrots.
I was sitting in the pool on a lovely vacation when I got myself into a sticky situation. After a glass of wine and a lovely dinner, I inadvertently tweeted the bake-off winner. I made a hash. A Twitter hash.
The end is in sight. 5 triathlons in 5 days. Greg James, you did it.
Can't believe it's finished. Finally. Never again.
Oh my God, it's Andy Murray's mum!
I've got a name.
It's Judy Murray.
It's Andy Murray's ice bath.
Come on, you're just prolonging the agony. Get down.
Radio 1's Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Run through the finish line. Let's hear it for Greg James!
We said that the story was always going to be the story. Whatever happened, happened, and it turned into something way more than a bike ride.
And it's Adamo, and he's going home! And it's Adamo from Sesame Street! He's so excited to be with Greg James! Adamo's here, and he's going home! Yeah, baby! Have a good day! Bye, everybody!
Maybe. It's my actual job.
Your sunshine.
Nice on you. You're softer than I am. It's all fine. It's not the end. It's the start of a new chapter. That is Teeks and Sunshine on Radio 1. A chapter I can't wait for, by the way. Right now, 5:45 Newsbeat. Here's Chris Smith.
Tonight, the heroes of the London Bridge terror attack are rewarded for their bravery.
I did
what I did to keep the people that I saw.